something they describe as, well, a sore and a wound that started to heal a little bit, and then something comes along and slaps this, maybe knocks the scab off, makes that flesh just get real angry-like at you. Do you have a term to describe this kind of flesh?
Well, we call it proud flesh.
Should I describe it as you would describe it?
Yes.
Does this ever occur under any other conditions? Is it always something that a sore that was there and then gets irritated again by a new hurt of some kind?
Oh, no. You can have what I call proud flesh and an incision that picks up a staph infection. It will be the same kind of sore at one stage. I've had them.
If you're looking at the whole family pictures and some picture of your great-great-grandmother there, she died in such a year. Great-great-grandfather's picture, and he died in such a year, but I don't know what he died.
Oh.
What is the area of land that he was burying?
We call it cemetery. Vault or the casket? Casket.
After there's been a death in the family, they say that the family is in.
Well, oftentimes they'll say grief, great grief or shock. Or
and then they'll go through a period of
readjustment.
Or first, probably, they won't do anything that's very gay.
Period of mourning. I didn't.
There are several diseases that used to be quite common, often causing death among younger people especially. Some of the modern medicine methods. Would you name a few that you might have remembered hearing about?
Mm-hmm. Pneumonia, typhoid, meningitis,
smallpox.
I can remember when smallpox was killed.
Some of these are caused by
blood poisoning. These people used to die of tetanus, lockjaw, blood poisoning. We called it blood poisoning.